Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
So when you go to a retailer and they say, this is the price, and if you're like me, you think, I really want to say, can you do a better deal? Can you give me some money off it? But I'm too scared to. I feel uncomfortable doing it here. It's different around the world. Well, big retailers, we know that they have their massive sales. So do we need to really haggle anymore anyway? How do we get the best deal from retailers? Well, Sean Sands knows. He's a professor of marketing at Swinburne University. Sean, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Do you haggle for a better price?
I do, yeah, I do. I think it's all right as a consumer.
So, I mean, haggling seems to be more, I suppose, acceptable in certain cultures. Do you think retailers capitalise on our discomfort when it comes to negotiating a big deal and they sort of think, oh, they're not going to haggle?
Yeah, like I think there's a bit of that, but I think retailers are also recognising that people love deals, and some retailers now promote the fact that, you know, if you can price match or find it cheaper elsewhere, we're willing to match it. So I think some brands additionally are using that to their advantage.
But we are, I mean, price matching is easy to do. We can just, you know, do a quick search on our phone, find out somewhere is cheaper. How do we get beyond that price matching and get that little better deal?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to be really either buying something of a reasonable value or buying multiples of something. So if you're, you know, buying a new, you know, 80-inch TV and shopping around, and I think you're in your right to kind of ask for a deal if you're spending, you know, thousands of dollars, or if you're buying, you know, 10, 15, 20 or some particular item. But if you're walking into Coles and just buying, you know, two bottles of drink, there's probably not much chance you're going to get a deal on that.
I'd love to do that to the checkout operator and see what they say. But there's retailers that like it's a little bit more acceptable. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, the big JB Hi-Fis, et cetera, the Harvey Normans. I feel like it's okay to haggle a little bit there. But I also feel like, Sean, they always seem to have $20 up their sleeve, and that must be like the standard price that they knock off. How do we get past that amount so that we get a little better deal than what, you know, they build into the price anyway?
Yeah, I think once you start buying multiple things from the brand, you start to be able to get a bit of a better deal. So if you're just buying, for instance, you know, one TV or one fridge, then you're probably going to get the standard discount. But if you're kind of decking out your apartment and you're buying a whole range of different things, toasters, microwaves, TVs, so on and so on, you're probably going to be in a better place to get a better deal.
What's the best thing to say when you want to start haggling here for a better price?
Look, I think it's, you know, can you do any better than what that price is on the ticket?
Do we do that? My ex used to walk away and go, right, no, that's it. I've got 10 mouths to feed. And there weren't 10 mouths to feed, but I need a better deal than that. Should we do that, or should we just accept their first offer?
Look, I think it's okay to have a conversation, but, you know, at the end of the day, walking away is probably, you know, they're probably going to let you walk away. So I think have a conversation, see how you feel. I think go into the conversation knowing what the market rates are at other stores, what you can get online, how much you're willing to spend, and kind of have a bit of an idea going into the conversation. And then if you can get better than you were expecting, then that's great.
Now, I made the decision last year to buy a new car. It's probably one of the most expensive purchases I've ever made. But the particular car brand that I bought it from has fixed the price of all electric vehicles. So you couldn't haggle. It didn't matter whether you bought it online or whether you went into the car dealer. It didn't matter at all. Same price, doesn't matter which car dealer you go for. How do you get a bit better deal when retailers have those fixed price models?
Yeah, it's the same as Apple. You can't walk in and negotiate the price of an iPhone, right? So really there, you've got to look for things like they have offers around student discounts, for instance. So if you, if you're a student, you get a bit of a discount on iPads and iPhones and MacBooks and so on. Different retailers do different things, but, you know, it can be very hard for those premium brands. They don't really want a discount. So, you know, if you're buying a Tesla or a MacBook, you're probably going to end up paying the ticket price.
Doesn't matter what you do. They can throw in an extra set of car mats or something.
Yeah, you could be lucky. I tried that with my recent car. They wouldn't even budge on roof racks.
Oh, no. Sean, good to chat with you. We might take you shopping next time we buy a big purchase. You can do the heckling for us. Thank you so much. That's Sean Sands, Professor of Marketing at Swinburne University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.